1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. They've agreed to two debates, and now President Biden and former President Trump honing their messaging on the campaign trail. The president was in Atlanta.
This election, lots at stake. Lots at stake. It's not about me. It's about the alternative as well.
Referring to former President Trump, who addressed an NRA meeting in Dallas.
The survival of our Second Amendment is very much on the ballot.
To the southeast, the majority of the more than 400,000 power outages in Texas are in the Houston area after severe weather, and with so many power outages, extreme heat in the forecast now a concern. Humanitarian aid entering Gaza as the U.S.-built pier has opened, but Israel's Benny Gantz says he'll quit the government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not lay out a new war strategy by June 8th. Seize the Gray won horse racing's Preakness, making 88-year-old D. Wayne Lucas the oldest trainer to ever win a Triple Crown race. This is ABC News. Shane Lowry tied a major championship golf record with the lowest score in a single round, a 62 at the PGA Championship in Louisville. But the main headline continues to be Friday's arrest of the world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler. Louisville police say he dragged an officer with his car. Scheffler's attorney says the golfer did not do anything intentionally wrong and misunderstood commands. ABC's Will Clark has the latest.
The mayor of Louisville saying this morning that there is no body camera footage of the incident that happened just outside of the golf course on Friday morning. It's not clear if the officer involved, Detective Brian Gillis, didn't have his camera on or didn't have it on his person at all to begin with.
Town of Kyle, Texas wanted to set the world record for the most people with one name in one place. They needed 2,326 to break the record set by a bunch of Ivans, but only 706 Kyles turned out. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to hour number three of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by White Kurt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stone Road in Madison. Get all the details at LazyOafLounge.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour, the double dip of Something to Do. From their brand new album, Here Comes the Panic, this is Sweet Caffeination on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Vacation I need right now. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is so great about being sober? When I have a red strap, my head is clear. Well, I know I can only get older. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You were sweet, you were cool, you were delicious. You were so consistent, you were so sincere. Did I mention before you were delicious? I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You know, red stripe beer. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. Well, I remember the night that I met you. I got a broken leg for a souvenir, but we both know that I could not blame you. I think I need you now, red stripe beer. I don't believe that you're really Jamaican. It doesn't matter to me whoever you're from here. Sometimes I tell people I am Asian, so please don't hate me now, red stripe beer.
Here we go. Here's the red stripe beer toast. Here we go. Here we go.
Please don't hate me now, red stripe beer.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, something to do, and red stripe beer. That's an old one, Terry.
Is it?
It's probably 12, 13 years old, but it's such
got
a
some
great
bop
song.
To it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sweet Caffeination before that. That's from their brand new album, Here Comes the Panic. I love that album. And
it's live radio.
Yes, it is. We're doing a sound check right now.
And we're trying to say to people, don't listen because you want to be surprised at 9 o'clock.
Right. Something to do. They're playing at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, June 21st.
Ooh, nice.
And looking forward to that.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just do a sound check and we'll move on to something else and we'll talk about whatever we're going to talk about later. Let's do some Eddie A. Dynamite now. All About That Girl on Max.
Ooh, is this new?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bunch of friends playing strip poker. to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Thinking about a memory before we fall back to when I was 18. Still had my 20s in sight. I was naive for 19. Goodbye, May. A little bit of time and money and change, but my wallet's empty. Faded photos and lockets. Handcuffed heart, and you could unlock it. Where is the key? It's still in your pocket. Where is the key? It's still in your pocket. Start over again to another beautiful memory. Right now, the future's telling me it's all forgiven. If a story has an ending, I don't like ignoring calls from my family and friends. They might not be there in the morning.
Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking and smoking, bum on my clothes, I can still smell. That's all it is.
Civic Media, we are local music. Cat and the Hurricane and their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. I absolutely love that song.
I do too.
I don't know what it is about that song I like, but the hook in it.
Yes.
It's just a fun song.
You
to listen
nailed
to.
It. It's the hook. Yeah. Good
18
stuff by them.
From Secret Menu before that. They're going to be at the Whammies tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are you? In Green Bay at the Epic Event Center. Eddie 8 Dynamite in there as well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin. Speaking of local music, everywhere in the world, on June 21st, it's Make Music Day.
Yes.
And here in Madison, and it's Make Music Madison. Mm-hmm. In Green Bay, it's Make Music Green Bay.
Uh-huh. Sun Prairie has one now. Yeah.
Middleton.
Yeah.
Waunakee, mm-hmm. I think. Anyway, yeah. Here in Madison, the registration ends June 1st. So if you're in the Madison area, you want to get your, if you want to play Make Music Madison, or if you want to be a venue, or if you just want to participate in the fun, maybe volunteer, register by June 1st. Go to makemusicmadison.org for all the details. Get yourself signed up. Get the app. It's like swiping left or swiping right when you're looking for a venue or a band to play, Rocker.
It's the Tinder of Music Festival.
It really is.
You know, Jimmy, last year, Madison was, other than the one in
France.
Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
were the biggest player in the whole world.
And I think we're well on our way to break
it was
that
like
record.
Mm-hmm. 700 performances
yeah.
last
yeah.
year,
yes.
and they're going to try and break that record this year. That's
that
pretty
incredible.
Cool.
Incredible. Yeah.
MakeMusicMadison.org. And if you're not in Madison and if you're interested, look it up. MakeMusic.org, mm-hmm. I believe, is the address, mm-hmm. specific
right.
city. Or just Google it. You'll find it. Get all the details and make music in your community because that's what it's all about, right? And Rocker, we're going to be making some music in our community here. It looks like on Friday, June 14th.
Jimmy, yes, June 14th is a show that we're going to have up at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Brand new bar.
That is going to be a Max Inc. concert series presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 88 Dynamite,
ooh.
Iron Plow, and this crazy band called TBA. We'll have one more. It's going to be 8 to 11 p.m. Friday, June 14th. And the great thing is, this is a brand new bar.
Mm-hmm.
It opens June 1st. We're going to be playing there just 2 weeks after it opens. Going to be a lot of fun.
And
I'm really
about,
looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Gamma Ray used to be the frequency
right,
here in
right.
Madison, so people probably know it that way. Or the Slipper Club, if you go
the
way
Club.
Back. Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to be awesome. I'm
so
happy to see
Barley Pop Live
that.
Was most
yeah.
recent.
Yeah. And we love Kevin, the guy who's
Kevin
taking
Wilmot.
It over. Great guy. He's just going to do So much for that venue and for the music
scene.
He's
a Kansas City Chiefs fan. That's my
favorite
point.
Yeah.
He's not a Packer fan.
You'll get past it.
I will. Kevin did post some pictures, though, on his social media of the inside of the Gamma Ray. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's really coming together. There's a really cool art theme in there, and it just looks fresh and really exciting.
And lots of karaoke, Jimmy. So I'm going to expect you're going to be there because right after bands are done, they start doing karaoke. They have it in front and in back. And so it's pretty fun because, you know, there's a lot of now more activities between like bands, between music. It's not just going to be music there. So it's very interesting.
I love it. Good. He's probably doing a bar the way he wants to do a bar.
That's exactly what
he said.
As far
as with the music and everything. Yeah.
This is a lifelong dream for Kevin, and I cannot be more excited. So
now, Jimmy, I wanted to go back. You were talking about Make Music Madison, right? And now Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we're going to have a stage for Make Music Madison. It's going to be right up the street from us at the top of State Street at the Forum. And we'll be announcing bands soon. We're going to have at least four bands coming on at the top of State Street, full PA system for our stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'd like to thank Music Makes a Difference, Dane Arts, and Music Made Madison, Make Music Madison. To help us get this stage up there.
June 21st,
3 to 9 p.m.
Excellent.
Wasn't it? For sure. All right, stick around. We got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Carly Cooper is live in the Lair tonight. Looking forward to meeting Carly and hearing her music. And we're going to talk about pianos on the street next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
Saturday night in Wisconsin, playing the original local music from Wisconsin all night long. Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock with After Hours. And be sure to tune in later today at 4 o'clock, or actually tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., Terry. 4 a.m. Maxi Americana.
I know, you have so many shows and different fun things going on. I'm still trying to get these all loaded into my brain because I have been asked too, does this show still replay?
Yeah, it plays replays at midnight. So right after we're done at midnight, we re-queue it and replay it again.
And is that all of the hours? Or
correct.
Thank you.
And then tomorrow night, something fun is happening at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The guys from the American Dead are coming in here. Of course, the Big Sexy compilation album is being released. The show is the 25th next Saturday at the Red Mouse in Cross Plains.
Wow.
And of course, this was all done because of a GoFundMe to raise more than $5,000 for Aaron, who has cancer. Mm. And the music scene wanted to chip in and do something special for him. So they created a compilation of them, of a album of a bunch of bands paying tribute to Aaron's music.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's super cool. Anyway, we're going to debut a bunch of songs tomorrow night.
Oh, how fun.
At 7 o'clock. Jesse Gantz is going to join me in studio tomorrow. It's going to be pretty cool.
Very cool.
Plus, we'll check in with you and Rocker live from the Whammies.
Yes, you will.
So, Pianos on the Street. You were telling me about this story before we went on the air tonight, mm-hmm. Terry. And it piqued my interest. I went on, I found some news articles about it, and it looks really cool. And it's coming to Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah. They're calling it the Keys to the City. Keys as in piano.
Clever.
And yeah, a painted piano festival. So they're taking these old, maybe people just didn't want them anymore, donated pianos, turning them into what they're kind of describing as interactive works of art. And they are doing this in five different Green Bay neighborhoods starting tomorrow afternoon. So I'm going to try to catch up with some of the folks doing this and maybe get some photos and some video.
Yeah.
But I love this idea. I know big cities have done this. I've seen where a piano has been just sitting on the curb in New York City, and people will walk by and kind of look around, and somebody will sit down and play it. And it's such a great way to sort of bring in a crowd to, you know, that whole idea that music just makes people happy and brings people together. So I love that they're going to be basically bringing the arts and the culture all throughout Green Bay.
So from what I understand, the piano mm-hmm. is actually going to be in place through mm-hmm. the end of the summer.
It is.
In these five different neighborhoods. How do they protect the piano if it rains or something like that?
You know, they probably do some of that heavy duty.
Got some glossy.
Yeah. Like I don't know that they're going to have anybody go around and actually put any kind of coverings on them. I'll find that out. That's a great question. But they're in various parks. They're going to be in the Astor Park Pavilion, City Deck, which is right by our Green Bay studios, Joannie's Park, that's the Community Policing Center, Seymour Park, and the 8th Street Park Pavilion. And these are all really good, safe areas, too. So you can feel free to go there. And if you want to jam on a piano that's out in the middle of a park, how fun.
And then there's actually art. The pianos are painted, the painted
Correct.
Pianos. Who's doing the artwork? Do you have information about
that? Yeah, they have a bunch of volunteers, but there's a great guy that runs what used to be one of those theaters where you could go and order pizza and beer and watch the movie.
Yeah.
This guy, Tarl Knight, actually bought it. He's renovated it back to its glamour of what it used to be like in the 1920s.
Sure.
It's called the Tarleton Theater. So he's sort of in charge of all of this and bringing the artists and the volunteers together. He's really doing a lot for the music scene in the Green Bay area. And he's got artists Nate Smith, Megan Jane, Jake Phelps, Rachel Warpinski, and Carly Ide. Now, Carly Ide is related to a guy that used to be in a band that toured way back in the 80s. And this would be his daughter, who's now making her own name in the Green Bay music and art scene. So that's really cool. Yep, they're going to be painting these on Sunday afternoon. And they just invite everybody to stop by any of these places where they're painting and check it out and try the piano out, you know?
No doubt. This needs to happen in Madison. I mean, could you imagine if there was a piano sitting right across the street in front of the Overture Center?
People would love it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be great. For whoever plays the keys, I don't play piano, but I sure would like to listen
to
somebody.
You might sit down and play some rump-a-bump, you know, anything like that. I do have to let you know, in case you hadn't heard, this is also going to be happening in Sun Prairie for Make Music Day. They already have, and it's our friend the piano gal, Marta. She found old pianos or donated pianos, and she already has them out to the artists who are painting them right
now. Marta Hansen, right?
You got it. Yeah. She's going to have these in place the day before Make Music.
Amazing.
Isn't that great?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's going to catch on.
If you're walking down the street and if you saw a painted piano, would you hop on it and start playing for the people walking by?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. And what song would you play, Rocker?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, I would ask Marta
to play one, you know, because I was going to tell you, Jimmy, that she's going to be playing here in the Lair coming up on June 8th.
Oh, she could give us the whole scoop on the pianos then, too, in Sun Prairie.
That's right.
Perfect. Love it.
Sherry from Horicon just texts us back. She loves the piano. Mm. And she actually taught piano for 35
Sherry.
Years.
Sherry! Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe she could teach us how to play piano.
Well, I know how to play piano.
Oh, well. Yeah. Then
but
I don't need to learn
it
then.
Sounds like you want to learn, though.
Actually, if I was going to pick up a musical instrument, it would be a horn of some sort, maybe a trumpet or something like that, or a harmonica.
You do get a smile in your eyes when you listen to horns.
I play a lot of horn music.
I love it. Why not?
I won't even reach for the low-hanging fruit here.
Oh, come on. I left it right there for you.
You guys.
We got Live in the Lair coming up. Can't wait for Carly Cooper. She's here. She's ready to go. We're going to rock it. Right now, electrophonic. And tell this out on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm usually bitter with the day-to-day grind. I couldn't convince her that I'm part the prize. I'm sick of the daytime. I'm sick of the night. If there was no time, I'd spend it with you. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes. Make you believe there's a tear you've left to cry. Hey, clear up makeups and give me one more try. Is my thing, denial is yours. One thing is for certain, we'll never be poor. Wake up, you sweet thing, and butterfly those eyes. Dream until dawn as the morning comes alive. Stay clear of me. We'll be right back.
last time it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in, never did before. Hey you, with your foot in the door. Sunday morning sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. When Sunday it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in. Sunday morning sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. It's Sunday morning, sleeping in.
Maxine Pacific Media, we are local music. Faded Places out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That is Sunday morning. Elephonic before that, Until the Sound. You know, if you're listening to Max Inc., Terry, you obviously love music. And across the Civic Media Radio Network, there is a ton of music channels that are really cool. Best of 80s and 90s is your cup of tea. You can check out a couple of our stations, 105.7 CFW in Eau Claire and 99.7 at Max FM in Baraboo. Country, we got that covered with Q98 up in Park Falls. Nothing like screwing up a call sign, right? But one thing I'm really excited about is WRJN over in Kenosha and Racine. They changed their format to a big band format.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
And people are loving it. Yeah, lots of great comments on the music. They're doing a lot of different kinds of music, too. It's like a structure around big band, but yet then they're also throwing in a whole bunch of other types of music. And, of course, they still do info and news, so you get a little bit of everything.
And big radio names here. Don Rosen is there. Stuart J. Waddles is there. Of course, Lou Regani.
Yeah.
One of my favorites for Sunday morning, 7 to noon. For
that show is awesome.
Music of the Stars.
I'm listening to that.
It's a great time. So get all the details. Get the app. Get the all the information right now at civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. It's pretty cool. You do a show on FM somewhere, don't you, Terry? Or is that not?
No, I do a lot of a little bit of a lot of things.
Yeah,
A Slice of Wisconsin. I've got that series across the whole network, and it's just funny stories, interesting stories about people, places, things in Wisconsin. The recent one is this cheese board. Built by a company in Green Bay, and they've been building cheese boards and other things that you ship cheese in or store cheese in for more than 100 years. They recently did the largest charcuterie board, and they're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I heard that.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Civicmedia.us. Find your radio station and mark it as your home screen on the Civic Media app, and you're good to go. Let's do some Fox.
Yeah.
This is Clubs and Spades on Max Inc. Civic Media.
Now you can cry your time away, 'cause all your words are too little, too late. They're too late. It's too damn
I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I said yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I said yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. Love is an intangible thing, but when I saw you, I knew I had it. You were sitting there vibing with your friend, and Lord knows I had to have it. So yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all night. I say yeah, yeah, we can shake it all night. I say yeah, say say, yeah, say. Been trying to get caught in your trap, 'cause that's where I feel the most alive at. You might be an illusion, but I wanna be a planet around your sun. All night. I said, yes, we can shake it. Mama, we can shake it. Girl, we can shake it all now. I said, yeah, yeah, we can shake it all now. I said, yeah, yeah, don't you break it all now. I said, yeah, we can shake it. We can shake it.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. Brian Cherry out of Milwaukee. Shake it all night. We're going to be shaking it here pretty soon. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Carly Cooper is live in the Lair tonight. It's coming up in just a matter of moments. We're going to do a cover song from Jimi Hendrix in just a couple of minutes from The Big Payback. Right now it's the Lower Fifth and Hope. Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music.
gonna leave and hope you're that I have left.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depeer and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.